Today is Daf Vav. We are on Hey Amud Beis towards the bottom, or we actually maybe finished Hey Amud Beis, but we're in the middle of the conversation where Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said the name of Kapara that Rabbi Gamliel, a later Rabbi Gamliel, and his Beis Din, they made the Psak that the Shechita of a Kusi is completely Aser. We had an admission that it seemed to be that the Shechita of a Kusi would be kosher so long as somebody is standing, you know, checking the knife and giving everything, because the Kusim ate proper shchita, but they just weren't makbir on lifnei iver. So as long as you made sure that the shchita was done okay, then the shchita was kosher. Came Rav Gamliel and said that it was no good. So then they're trying to figure out whether or not Rabbi Zeira, I guess what something else. We try to ask whether or not they heard about the Mishnah, and they said no. They heard about the Mishnah. The question was now whether Rabbi Zeira accepted this takana or not. So we had a proof from Rabbi Yochanan that he ate from the Shechita's Kusi, and even Rabbi Asi ate from the Shechita's Kusi, and Rabbi Zeira then asked, they must not have heard from the takana. So So we are on top of Vavam Ra'as, the top line, right? Yep. He says, V'isak daitach lo kibla minei. And if you were going to think that Rabbi Zeira did not accept the answer of Yaakov Bar Idi, that Rabbi Gamliel said that the Shechit of a Kusi is Aser, even when the Yisrael is Omel Agabo, so then why was he bothered? Why was he bothered by what Rabbi Yochanan did? Right? Lishnei Le, he could simply answer, Khan, the Rabbi Yochanan Rav Asi, who we saw a moment before, who ate from the Shechit of a Kusi, that was because Yisrael Omel Agabo, and Khan, Rabbi Gamliel made the Takana, because ain't Yisrael Omel Agabo, when the Jew was not standing on him. Ella, the fact that he could have easily answered up what was going on with Rabbi Yochanan. But the fact that he didn't answer that way must mean that he was bewildered as to what Rabbi Yochanan did, and therefore, Ella la shma mina kabla mine. He did accept the Rabbi Zeira and his answer Rabbi Zeira did accept Rabbi Yaakov or Edi's answer that Rabbi Gamliel and his Beis Din were gozer on the Shechitas Kusi, even with the Yisrael Omen al Gabov, and they assered the Shechitas Kusi not like it's a goy. And therefore, he was questioning why these Amoraim were eating the Shechita of the Kusi, Shema Mina. Because had he not accepted that answer, he could have simply said, oh, they ate Omer Agabov, and regular is not Omer Agabov. Okay? So now the Gemara is answering, my Talmud goes to the Rabbanan. So what's the reason why the Rabbanan made the Gzeira on the Kusim and Asher their Shechita? So in order to answer that, the Gemara first brings the story. Kihad Rabbi Shimon Bar Elazar, like Rabbi Shimon Elazar said, Shadri Rabbi Meir, Latue Chamer Be Kusai. So Rabbi Meir, I believe Rabbi Meir is Rabbi Shimon Elazar's Rebbe, so Rabbi Meir sent Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar to get wine from the Kusim, the neighbor of the Kusim. Ashkechei hu saba, so he bumped into this older man. Tosas says that oftentimes people say hu saba is Eliyahu HaNavi, but Tosas proves that sometimes it really just can't be Eliyahu HaNavi. So whether or not it's Eliyahu HaNavi or not, but there's definitely there's Min HaShemayim. Ashkehu saba, Amalei, and the saba said to him, "V'samta sakin b'lo echo, in bal nefesh ata." I mean, it's a quote from Mishlei, and actually it's in Mishlei. It's not a samach; it's a sin. But okay, "V'samta sakin b'lo echo." If you put like a knife in your cheek, if you're a bal nefesh, meaning if you're an adam kasher, you should stab a knife in your cheek. Gird yourself and protect and be careful. Strengthen your yetzer, and don't buy wine from the Kusim, because there's a shash of Isser. So Allah, from Shimon ben Elazar, so Shimon ben Elazar, who just went, was sent by Rabbi Meir to buy the wine, he went, the Sipir Devarim with the name Rabbi Meir, and he told what happened to Rabbi Meir, the Gazar Aleim, Rabbi Meir made a gzera on their wine. So my time, meaning, okay, what was the shash? Okay, the Saba said that there's Isser. What was the shash of the Isser? My time, Amr Rav Nachum Ar Yitzhak, Demus Yona Matsu Lahan Barosh Har Grizim, Shayo Ovdim Oso. So the Kusim lived on Har Grizim, they were Ovid Avodzara. They made this bird, this dove, and they would bow down to it. And since they're Ovid Avodzara, their Stam Yenam is Asr, so he made a Gzera on their wine. Problem is, the Gemara is about to ask, how many of the Kusim actually lived in Har Grizim? Maybe only a few. Maybe the Kusim lived all out throughout the land. V'Rav Meir l'tamei, and Rav Meir goes l'shita so, d'chayish d'miyuta. Because according to Rav Meir, the miyut is substantive. He's choshesh for a miyut, and therefore v'gaz aruba at the miyutos. He made the gzera of the rov kusim to be due to the miyut kusim who were definitely ovei avodah zara. Rashi points out So it's Rashi umatzu lehen. It's 1, 2, 3, 4. It's 5 lines in the short lines. Matzu lehen osam hayoshim hargrizim. He found specifically those who are in hargrizim worshiping this idol. V'nasu mum levodos chachavim. They became all devodos zara. V'yafakav the Rav Kusim labay hargrizim. How you? Even though most Kusim didn't live in hargrizim, Rav Meila tamei, Rav Leila shitoso the chayish lemiyuta, because he's concerned about the miyut. Says the biyamot. He says a katan a katana lo cholzim velo miyabim divrei Rav Meir that a katan a katana shouldn't do chalitza shouldn't do yibum until they get older. Amar lo Rav Meir, right? They understood what was the reason. Rav Meir says he was choshish for a miyut that maybe this katan a katana will become an islandess or become somebody who's a saris, somebody who, and they said, well, rovar, that's not going to happen. Well, he was choshish for the miyut, so therefore he didn't allow them to do him when they're katan a katanim. Rav Meir was a tamei, and that's why he made this gzera. So according to those who aren't choshish for miyut, should they have made the gzera on the wine of the kusim or not? I don't know. The Ragamliel ubezdino and Ragamliel and his bezdin, they came after Kiravayas Filuhu. They were also choshish for this miyut, and therefore they were choshish that the kusim were old devot zara, and therefore they asked their shrita of the kusim as well. All because of this Yona on Hargrizim, all because of the Miyut. I don't know, okay. So that, they learned it, the Saba came down for this Pasuk who said, Samta Sakim Loecha in Bal Nefesh Ata. So they darshan that it's talking about if you should gird yourself and protect yourself from your Yetzer and not do something that's going to cause sin. So the Gemara then says, Pashti the Krab of my Ksiv. So what's the Pashup Shah of that Pasuk? When the Gemara says the Pashup Shah of the Pasuk, I don't think they're really giving Pashup Shah. So he says, the Pashup Shah of the Pasuk is, B'talmud Yosef Lufnei Rabo. It's a student learning in front of his Rebbe. The Tanya Rabbi Chiyah, Rabbi Chiyah says, because he's going to quote the Pasuk beforehand, he says, Ki Seishev Lilchom Es Moshel. If you're coming to do battle, right, when you're sitting, the Talmud is sitting before the Rebbe, right, Ben Tavin Es Hashel Fanecha. And if he understands or he doesn't understand what you're saying, you put a knife in your cheek if you're a bal nefesh. Meaning, im yodei talmid berabo she yodei lahachzir lo tam bin. If the talmid knows that his rebbe is going to be able to answer the question, then ask the question. V'im lav, and if you think that your rebbe is not going to be able to answer your question, don't ask the question. Don't ask the I got you question. Don't do that. Aha, I got you. Im lav tavin es hashel fanecha, recognize what's before you. V'samta sakim loecha, and basically means close your mouth. Just put a knife in your mouth. Im bal nefesh ata, if you're a mensch, and perish your menu, and then afterwards separate yourself from this rav because he's not able to answer your questions. But don't try to show up the rabbi at the shir. Okay. So the Gemara is now going back to the idea that they made this gzeros on the kusim. So Rav Yitzchak ben Yosef Shadre Rabbi Abou Latuye Chamra Mibei Kutoi. So Rav Yitzchak ben Yosef, I think he sent Rabbi Abou to get wine. Rav Yitzchak goes and he was sent by Rabbi Abou. Okay. So Ashkechei Ahu Saba, I guess he met this elderly gentleman again. Amar Lei, he says to Rabbi Yitzchak, Les Kan Shomrei Torah. There's nobody here by the kusim who keeps the Torah. So therefore don't go buy wine from them. So Halach Rabbi Yitzchak v'siper dvar l'fnei Rabbi Abou. So Rabbi Yitzchak went ahead and told this to Rabbi Abou. Halach Rabbi Abou v'siper dvar l'fnei Rabbi Ami v'Rabasi. So he went and told him to Rabbi Rasi. V'lo zazu misham, and they didn't move from there. Ad she'asum ka'ovdei k'chav v'gemurim, until they made the kusim like complete ovdei avodah zarah. So what did just ask them why? What does it mean they made the complete like avodah zarah? E l'shchita v'yayin nesach. If it's talking about mishchita v'yayin nesach. We already said Rav Meir made the takana about the wine, and Rav Gamliel made the takana about the shechita. So what does that mean that they made the gzeira now to make them the Odei Avodah Zarah? So he said, "Inu gazru v'lo kibli b'nayu." Also, Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asi gazru v'kibli b'nayu. When you make a gzeira, it has to be that it's accepted by the tzibur. Tzibur yochalabo ben has to be accepted. So they made those takanas back in the generations earlier, and it wasn't accepted by the tzibur. Now they made the takanas again, and they were accepted. Rashi says, "V'kibul minayu." A little further down, he says, "Lo she'elu gedolim hemenu." It's not because these later guys were later gedolim were bigger or greater people than the earlier generations. Ela shebedoros Rabbi Meir lo rutz lekabuleim lifrosh menakusim lifishai yirugilamahem. It was business. The days of Rabbi Meir, they did a lot of business with the kusim, and they didn't want to separate from them because it would hurt them. But ubedoros Rabbi Yami I absolutely lifrosh. The generation of Rabbi Yami, I guess they didn't rely on the kusim so much for business. Either the kusim, you know, diminished the number, or they were able to get business from elsewhere, and therefore they were able to accept this takana. Well, so he must have said something. They looked into it and gave them. He knew he was a whistleblower. And they did the investigation afterwards. There's an interesting Tosos about Barosh HaGrizim. Just about the Yonah Barosh HaGrizim. The Tosos says that there's a Medrash that says that the Avodah Zarah they were worshiping was the Avodah Zarah that Yaakov hid under the Har Shechem when Yaakov came and said everybody got rid of their Avodah Zarah when they came to Shechem, right? And he was Shalem, right? They got rid of that's the Avodah Zarah buried for a long time. Okay. So the Gemara then asks, "My ovdei kochavim gemurim." Now, what does it mean? It says, "Lo zozu misham acha so ovdei kochavim gemurim." What does it mean by gemurim? You say ovdei kochavim. So he says, "No, there's another halacha implicit by saying ovdei kochavim gemurim." Amar Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak levatal rishus velitein rishus to nullify rishus and to give rishus for your property. Rashi says, "What's going on here?" He's talking about eruv chatzeros. So just read the Rashi, Levato Rishus. It says, Im dar kusi b'mavoi. So you have a mavoi. You have a mavoi, you have to make an Erev, right, to make the Erev. In order to make the Erev, everybody has to contribute to the Erev. The Erev is not the string, the Erev is the, you know, you have to contribute to the Erev. So tsarech liskoras rishuso. So you can't have him, you know, give over his Rishus. You have to rent his Rishus. In this case, v'afilu nasan lahem b'matana enu v'teles acha yiskor. Even if he gives over his property in a matana for purposes of the Erev, it's not good until you rent. That's the same din when it comes to an Akum. The Yisrael Sheshachaf Elo Nasa Me'erev, but in the Mavoi, if a Jew forgot to contribute to the Erev, Im B'nei Mavoi, what the B'nei Mavoi, V'hu Dari Ma'im, and he lives with him, V'osra Aleim, and therefore he's going to Aser the whole carrying over there, because he wasn't Mavat, he didn't contribute, Mivatel Hem Rishuso, he can just Mivatel Rishus to them, and it's fine. But from the Akum, you have to actually rent the property. But time refers to Bahadur as Obekhovim. And we're going to see that later on, I think, on Das Samach Tes. But the idea is, Obekhovim Gemurim is to say that this Kusi even got the din of the Ove of the Akum, Legabe, Mavoy, and Hilchel Shabbos. So going all the way, went so far, I guess the previous generation just said that their wine was usher like a guy. Their shrit was usher like a guy. Now they made the kind of, he's mamish like the Akum. And therefore, he can't be mevatel his rishus for the eruv. Okay, uke desanya, like we have in a brisa, Yisrael mumar, a Yisrael who's a mumar lechava Shabbos bit sinna, I think it is, but he's meshamir Shabbato b'shuk, but he keeps Shabbos b'faresia. So when he comes to shul and everything like that, he's fine. He won't drive to shul, but at home he'll go on his phone, right? Mevatel rishus for no same rishus. He's still considered somebody who is. He can be mevatel his rishus or give his rishus, and it'd be enough for everybody else to then carry in the mavoi. V'she'ena mishamer shabbat b'shuk, but if he's mishchal shabbos for hesia, ain't mevatel rishus v'nosim rishus, then he cannot be mevatel rishus. I guess you have to buy it from him or rent it from him. V'vnei she'amru, because the chachamim say Yisrael nosim rishus mevatel rishus. A Yisrael can give rishus and mevatel rishus. Ovei kachavim, when it comes to ovei kachavim, he cannot. Atcha yiskor, you have to rent. And a guy and someone who's mechal shabbos is called ovei vodazara. So that's why he can't. He has to. I had to rent the rishus from him. So ketzad, so what should you do? If a Jew is giving rishus, or he's giving mevatel rishus because he forgot to contribute, what does he do? Omar lo, he says to his neighbor, rishusi kinu yilach, rishuti mevatelach lach, my rishus, he just has to say b'amir, he doesn't have to make a kinyan, he can just state it. So kana ve'inu tzarech lezakos. The shachin is konet, he doesn't have to make a kinyan, the dibor is sufficient, and therefore he's now mevatel rishus to everybody else, and he doesn't own it. Everybody else has contributed to the Erev, and everyone now can carry in that Mavoi. Okay. So, I think yesterday, we brought the words of Rabbi Zeira, who said, that Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu may be takala afilu behemtim shal tzadikim. Right? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never even let the behema, the animals of tzadikim, eat something that's usher, so it has to be possible that anybody, you know, tzadik would eat something that's usher. So, Rabbi Zeira of Rav Asi ikul lupundika. Rabbi Zeira of Asi came to the inn. Diyai, I guess the inn in the city of Yai, Atu l'kaimei beitzim hametsumakos b'yayin. So they brought some sort of scrambled eggs, roasted scrambled eggs that were mixed with wine. So there was some wine mixed in there. So Reb Zeira lo achol. Reb Zeira did not eat from the eggs. Va'asi achol. Reb Asi did eat. So Amar lo Reb Zeira lo Asi. So Reb Zeira says to Reb Achi, Reb Asi, v'lo chai yishmar lo tarovis demai. How are you eating this? Are you concerned that there's demai, that the I guess the innkeeper, who probably was an Amar Aretz, didn't separate Meiser? And Rashi says, "Mitzumokos min sluyas harbe." They're very roasted. Loshom istamav yafulo biyayin viachakach erv. The first white line, the achakach ervum v'tor from biyayin viika biyayin mishum demai. There's a possibility in the wine there's demai. Okay, so that's the problem is the demai. So Amar lei sort of Asi says back to Rav Zeira, lava daiti. I didn't even pay attention. They didn't bring the wine directly in front of me. I thought it was eggs, so I just ate the eggs. I didn't think about the fact that there might be non-meiser wine in the eggs. So Amar Rav Zeira, so Rav Zeira is now is bewildered. Efshar al tarovas demai, right? Efshar gazru al tarovas demai. Is it possible that the Chachamim made a takana about tarovas demai, about demai that's in a mixture? And nevertheless, if the situation arose that Rav Asi is going to violate that takana and eat it, apparently, again, demai is only the Rabbanon, right. So because choshesh that they didn't take off the meiser, and how does a tarovis? So Rav Zeira says, how could it be? Meaning, it must be that they did not make the takana on tarovis demai, because if they did make a takana tarovis demai, how could it be that Rav Asi would have eaten it? Right? He says, Hashtu behemta shal tzadikim ein hakadosh baruch hu maybe takala yodon tzadikim atzvel kosher kein. When it comes to the behemta of the tzadikim, we'll get to that story. I think it's on Dav Zayin on the base about the behemta shal tzadikim. Now we're taking it as a given, and hakadosh baruch hu won't let the behemta of the tzadikim eat something that's usher. So kosher kein, he's not going to let the tzadikim eat something that's kosher. So how could this situation arise? So nafak Rab Zeira. So Rab Zeira went out to now he went out to figure out what the story is. Is tarovus demai usher? It has to be that it's not, because otherwise Rav Asi would have eaten it. So Nafik Rav Zeira, duck in the Mishnayos and the Brisos, the Ashkoch, and he found that they did not make the Takana. So he says Tanai, but I think it's the Tanya. They quote here that it's a Tosefta. So it's a Brisa. The Tanya, here it says, Lokeach Yayin. So someone, I believe this is a Chaver, so this is someone who knows the Halachas Trumas of Maisros, he's buying wine from an Amaretz. Laseis Latocha Muryas. He wants to buy the wine and put it into his, the fish brine. Ola socha al luntis, or this other dish. It's some sort of drink that's made from wine, water, and oil. Or he bought karshinin, lasos mehem techinin, some sort of michel that he wants to grind it up. I don't know. And again, he grind it up with spices, kind of with spices. Or dashim lasos mehem sisin, or he bought these lentils to make this other type of dish that's ground up with spices. Chayav mishum demai. So he bought the wine, he has to take off meiser because he's choshesh for demai that the Amaretz did not separate. The ein tzaruch loma mishum vaday. Of course he has to separate, if the mocher tells him beferish, I wasn't mafresh. The hein atzman. But if he bought any of these dishes that has this wine, he went ahead and he went to the restaurant and he bought the dishes that are already made. Right, v'hein atzva mutarim b'pnei shein tarovas. There, those dishes are mutter, even though there's wine inside. Those dishes are mutter, even though there's a tarovas of wine, they're mutter, because we say, must be, that they didn't make the takana on tarovas demai. So here you have the demai mixed in, so then you don't make the takana. Therefore, it was no problem, and that Rav Ashi was not nichshal in eating macholos asuros.
Do you know, maybe it was the 61 or 51?
I don't know, maybe you have to have the right. I don't know. Maybe the Maya is something that's not chashuv. It's a bottle, or maybe talking about the right amount. I don't know.
I can't imagine that going on today. The guy walks in, does he interrogate the mashgiach? What's in? Just goes and eats the food, no problem.
What, in today's day and age?
Yeah.
No, they wouldn't even go to the restaurant. It's not the right. Ashkacha. I only eat rabanut. I only eat badas. I only eat this badas. Yeah, that's the way it goes. Okay. The low gazru al tarovas demai. So you just proved that they did make the takana al tarovas demai. Is that really true? The low gazru al tarovas demai. The Tanya, you have the following brisa. Hanose l'shchento. L'shchenaso l'shchento. So you give to your, the Amaretz neighbor, which I give her isa la'afos. I want her to bake the bread for me. I guess I give her the dough, and she should bake it. V'kedeiru levasho. She has the oven, so I give her the food. I put it everything together. She has to put it on the fire to cook it. Eino choshesh l'su'or v'tavlim sheba lo mishum shviyas lo mishum meiser. I'm not going to be choshesh that maybe she substituted my tavlin and all my and my stuff. And I don't want to be choshesh that she put in stuff that didn't have meiser taken off or stuff that's aser mishum shviyas. V'im amrala. But if he says to her, asei li mishe lichi, meaning I'll pay you and you use yours. You use your dough, or you use your spices. So I'm choshish now for the seor or the tavlim, the spices that are inside, that maybe it wasn't, shouldn't take off meiser. But why? Once it's inside, it's a tarovest demai. So therefore, you just said we don't have to be choshish for that, and you're saying you are. So he's enough. Shani Hasim, there it's different. When the chaver tells her to take her own stuff, the kevin de ka'amala asili mishelechi. Once he tells her, you do take from your stuff, that's command the arib yadayim dami. It's considered as if you've seen her take the stuff and put it in directly. It's not a stuff. It's not like a mixture. You know it's in there because you can see. It's as if you told her or if you've seen it was put in there directly. I don't know why it makes a difference, but okay. Rav Raphim Amar Shani Sover Tavin Dil Taimin Avid and Taimel Obatil. Interesting. Also, he says Soor and Tavim are different because they are given to give over taste. And he says, taste is never bottle, which is not, I guess, must be up to 60, right? Taste is never bottle. Therefore, when it came to the Sora Tavlin, we have a problem with the Tarovas Demai. But the previous case with Rav Asi was wine in the eggs. I guess maybe that's for consistency purposes and maybe not for the taste. And therefore, since it's not for the taste, then at that Tarovas, we're not close. We didn't make the Takana of Tarovas Demai. Okay, so the Gemara then said, well, when the first part of the Brisa that we just read is when I give her my stuff, I'm not choshesh that she's going to take something else and put it in. We're not choshesh that she's going to flip it, that she's going to switch it. So Gemara says, "Ulechalufe lo chashinan." Are we not choshesh the eishes amaretz to take out, I guess, your spices and put in her spices? Batnan, we have a Mishnah in Maseches Demai. Right, the first parak of Shrita of Chulin is all about Shrita, right? So Hatnan, this is in Parak Gimel Mishnah Vav of Demai. Hanosin lachamoso, so someone gives his mother-in-law, I guess, maiser, gives her dough to bake. Maaser eshu nosin la veeshu notel mena. You take off maaser what you give, and you take off maaser what you receive back. Ripnei she chashuda machlefes hamiskalkal, because you're chashud that she may have switched the dough. So I have to give her take off maaser on mine because maybe she'll give me back with peace. The piece I gave her, but also when she gives me back her piece, I have to be cautious that she took my piece with it, switched my piece with another piece, and therefore I take off meiser, assuming that she's an artist. So you are cautious that she switches. So the Gemara says, no, hasam kediktani taima. There's a reason there, because it's the mother-in-law. And the mother-in-law, I think this is what it means, and Amar Rav Yehuda, wrote to him, betakanas bita ubosha michasana. She really wants her daughter's husband to eat something nice. So we're concerned if I give her my dough, which is not such a nice dough, she's going to switch it for a nicer dough. You know,
if it's spoiled, if she finds it spoiled,
she might, right?
She might find this.
So she might flip it. So she might flip it. Right. So it's a nice mother-in-law. It's a very nice mother-in-law. She wants to bet what's best for her daughter and for her son-in-law. So she wants to. So she's doing that at the goodness of her heart. So therefore, you have to be concerned that it's going to be switched. The Gemara says, okay, so it's only in that case we're concerned about switching. Bila alma lo chashinan, and in regular cases, other situations, we're not choshish, that they're going to take and switch it and take the good piece for themselves or whatever. But Hatanan, we have another Mishnah there. I think it's the following Mishnah. Right, that was Mishnah Gimel, that was Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. This is Mishnah Hey, it's a prior Mishnah. But Hatanan, hanosein lepundokish shalo. So I guess I give to the innkeeper the dough for her to bake. Maaser eshu no same law. I take off meiser for what I give. The eshu no sell himena. And I take off meiser what I take back. Because we're concerned that the innkeeper also will have switched it. So we're saying, no. Hasam nami, there also she's more ahead there. Because the machlokas Rashi talks us how to read this. Read like Rashi. Hasam nami, the Amra, of Amra, Bar Be Rav, Lechol Chamimav, Anan Echol Karira. The Bar Be Rav is coming. He's giving me this low-level grain. He's the Bar Be Rav. Let him eat the warm, good piece of bread, and I'll eat the cold one. Therefore, or Tosha says the other way around. It's a rhetorical question. Barbe Rob lecha chamima v'anecho karira. He's going to eat the good one, and I'm going to eat the bad one. I'm going to switch it, and I'll eat the good one. Bottom line is, we're concerned that she's going to more hetter to herself right. to make the switch. Therefore, only in that situation, so now we have two, we are not concerned for switching. The case, we are by the case of the mother-in-law, because she wants her son-in-law to eat well, and we are in the case of the innkeeper, Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, whether she wants the better piece, or she wants the Barbe Rob to have the better piece. The Gemara says, okay, it's only those two situations, but, with the chelufe lo chay shinan, and we're not choshish in any other places. Tanya, we have the following brisa. Eishes chaver, again, this is a major machlok, we've shown him how to read this. There's a long tosa, so we're going to go with Rashi. Tanya, eishes chaver tochenes im eishes amaretz bizman shehi timeya. The eishes chaver, so that means somebody who keeps shumas and meiser, right? She can mill, right? She can grind with the eishes amaretz who does not keep shumas and meiser when. Bizman Shehi, okay, so now Shehi, we have two subjects. So who's the he go on? So Rashi says the he goes on the Eishes Chaver, and Tosfos argues says the he goes on the Eishes Amaretz. But Rashi says, Bizman Shehi, the Eishes Chaver is Temeya. Meaning when she is Temeya, she can mill and she can grind with the Eishes Amaretz, because since she's Temeya, she's going to be careful to stand away from a distance, and she's not going to touch the food, because she doesn't want to be metame the food. So we don't have any chashash that she's going to eat the demai of the Eishes Amaretz. Avalo bizman shi tahora. But if the Eishes Chaver is tahora, then in this case, when she's actually touching all the food items, we're concerned that maybe she'll eat from the chitin of the Eishes Amaretz, the Eishes Amaretz, and she'll eat this demai.
She's tamei, so what? In terms of he's tamei.
She's tamei, she doesn't want to touch the food.
No,
she's
she
just won't touch any of the food. She just won't give a time any of the food. What he? Two women.
No, the husband or whatever else wants to eat.
She's an Eishes Chaver. She doesn't want to be Matame any of the food. Right? Rashi says.
What's the problem if I eat Tame food if I'm a Yisrael?
But she doesn't want to take touch the food because she's going to. She eats. Yeah, maybe it's time. He says, Tochenes. Rashi says. She's going to eat it. She might put it in her mouth.
Is that a problem?
And she's going to eat the mai.
But what?
It's not the mai. It's two mai.
Right. So what's the, she's holding taras. So she's holding the taras.
No, but the word they're going to make.
She doesn't want to eat anything next tummy. She doesn't eat tomato food. She's maybe she's holding in tumana tara.
The mai is from mai.
Right, so Gemara says, so then Rav Shimon Bar Lazar Omer, Rav Shimon Lazar says, no, Eve apizman shehi temeya, even when she's temeya, lo titchon, she shouldn't, do work with the helper, the agents on Laretz, mipnei shechaverta nostenas lava ocheles, because her friend is going to give to her and eat it. Meaning, even if she's apizman shehi temeya, lo titchon, right, even when she's Temeya, she shouldn't help her out, because we're afraid that a friend, the Eishes Chaver, is going to give her food to eat. So Hashda Migzal Gazla Chelup V'Miboyi. So now that we see that this Eishes Amaretz is willing to steal, To steal the food of her husband, I guess? To steal the food of her husband to give to the Eishes Chaver to eat. So if she's going to steal Kol Shekein, she should be concerned that we'll switch. That's what seems to be saying, right? Rashi says, "Chaverta no senas levocheles, alma shechashuda lignov mishel baila, v'leheechil es chaverta."
Yeah.
Okay. So switch it. So Amar Rav Yosef Hasam Nami Moria. No, there also she's moraheter. The Amra Torah Mitchi Kaachel. So this is Eishes Amaretz. She doesn't know that she's supposed to take off Tumas and Maestros, but she knows the pasuk that you're not that it's not it's lo sasham sorbetisho. That when the ox is working the field, you can't muzzle it because he has to eat. So if the ox can't be muzzled, it has to eat. So this woman who's helping me, I can't muzzle her. I have to feed her also. So she's more ahead there. So in all these cases, so it just seems to be that like this is an issue. If she knows that halacha, should she, okay, maybe she only knows one thing and not the other thing. Okay, but that
they knew their stuff.
What?
They knew their stuff.
Except what they didn't know.
Exactly.
Okay. So. No, but she knows this halacha. But yeah, look at me. She knew this and didn't know that. So, again, so the maskana comes out that we are not kloshish for lechufei, the three cases that we had where we were choshes, of course, there's specific cases where the mora had there. The mother-in-law, the innkeeper, and the eshes amaretz was having the eshes chaver help her with the grinding of the wheat. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to bring another story regarding the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bring takala, doesn't bring any mishaps to the tzaddikim. So Hayid Rabbi Shua ben Zeruz ben Chamiv Shor Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Shua ben Zeruz, I guess the son of the son-in-law of Rabbi Meir. I'm not sure. He's Rabbi Meir's son-in-law. Ben Chamiv Shor Rabbi Meir. No, I think he's the son of Rabbi Meir's mechutin. Right. He's the okay. If he came to a Rebbe, Al Rav Meir, who says to Rav Meir, Sha'ochel Allah Shal Yerek Mivei Sha'an. He ate a leaf of vegetation, I guess, in Beit Sha'an, and he didn't take off Meiser. The Hete Rav Meir, Rav Rebbe, et Veishan Sha'an Kula, based on Al Yado. Based on this testimony, Rebbe then allowed people to eat fruits and vegetables from the tree in Beit Sha'an, even though you knew that you didn't take Meiser off of them, because I guess Rebbe recognized that the reason that Rav Meir ate from Beit Sha'an without taking off Meiser, because he held that Beit Sha'an is outside of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's pater for Meiser. So Chavru Alav Echav Beis Aviv Amru Lo. So all his friends, now they came and they attacked Rebbe. The rabbi made a psak, they went after him. So Chavru Alav Echav Beis Aviv Amru Lo. In all the generations before you, everyone said this was usher. I taught you like heter. Now you're going to get up and say that it's mutter. So Darish Lam Mikrazeh. So Rebbe answered them with a pasuk. The pasuk says on Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda, Melachim Beis. He had the serpent or the snake that was used for refuah. Right, that was the. That was right. So wait a second. That's Beishan Kula. So let's look at Beishan Kula. It's the second to last Rashi, but it's only the fourth wide line. As Beishan Kula, he says Le'echol Yerek Shala Uperus Ha'ilan B'Tivlan, that you can eat the Yerek and the fruits without taking of Meiser. Kasal Kadaitach. We think now Kasavar Rav Meir La Me'Eretz Yisrael. That Rav Meir thought that it's not from Eretz Yisrael. U'Meiser Dagon B'Chutz La'Aretz. And taking off Meiser and Chutz La'aretz about from the fruits and the vegetables, who know mi derabanan? It's only din derabanan. Ho lo be'aretz ba'aretz de'oraisa. About Meiser Yerek, but the Meiser Yerek, which are vegetables, to be'aretz ba'aretz gufi derabanan. That's only a din derabanan in Eretz Yisrael itself, right? Lo gazer mi de b'chutz la'aretz. There's no gazer at all in Chutz La'aretz. That's why these are vegetables. It's fine. Din Eretz Yisrael who, because even if it was in Eretz Yisrael, even though the Rabbi Meir and Rebbe are after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Hakai Manlan, we've established elsewhere, I don't know where, Meiser Dagon Doraisa, the Yerek Dorabanan. The Meiser of the Dagon is a Din Doraisa, Dagon means like the grain, and vegetables is Dorabanan. The Kedusha Achrona de Ezra, Kachav Achla Asilavo, because the Kedusha that Ezra made is Kachav Asilavo. Ketani Heter Rebbe as Beishan, Michlad Sharma, Komos Nogman. And the fact that he just said that Beishan is Mutter was much more than all other places. They did keep the idea of Meiser when it comes to vegetables. But Beishan is Chutz La'aretz, so therefore they were able to eat. So then they said, how could it be that everyone else said it's Asir and you said it's Mutter? So he says, I'll bring you an example. Right, Chizkiyah took the snake, Bechitat Nichash and the Choshe Sharasa Moshe, there's a snake that Moshe made, and he grinds it up. I guess up till then they would look at it or they would do something and they would get healed. So Efsar ba Asa, could it be that Asa in a prior generation who wasn't worshiping Avodah Zarah, Velo Biro, Uba Yehoshaphat from a prior generation, Velo Biro, Halakola Avodah Zarah Olam Asa Yehoshaphat Biram. Yehoshaphat and Asa, they got rid of all the Avodah Zarah in Yisrael and they didn't grind up the snake. Now you're going to come and grind up the snake. Who are you, basically? Who are you? So he says, Ella, makom hinichlo avosav lehiskader bo, v'afani makom hinichli avos lehiskager bo. He seems to be that, that's what it means, that the prior generations leave room for the later generations to do what needs to be done in their time. So in the time of Asa and Yehoshaphat, there was no need to grind it up. My generation, Chizkiyahu says, there is a need to grow it up, to grind it up. So too, when it comes to Beishan, they had their reasons to say that Beishan was you had to take off Meiser. In our generation, I realize, you know, since Beishon is a chutzlaritz, we don't need that takan anymore, and I'm going to remove it. Okay. Mikan, the Talmud Chacham, from here, you see that for Talmud Chacham, she'amar dvar halacho, says a chiddush, she'ein mazichin oso. We don't try to separate him from what he says to tell him to retract. V'amrilei, and some say, this lashon, mikan Talmud Chacham, she'amar dvar halacho, she'ein mazichin oso. We don't make him into a sheket. So we don't push him off. V'amrilei, ein mazichin oso. We don't say that you're a zochich, which I think means they don't say, oh, you're such a bal gaiva. Maybe there's a reason. You have reasons, and we can do it. Okay. We'll stop here. Yeah. Everyone have a great Hanukkah.